The music Russell makes is a mix of regional styles, swamp pop, gospel funk, western swing, and yodeling that would make Bob Wills proud. The Gulf Coast is his home. It's also the subject of many of his songs and the inspiration for his most recent album, which he named during one of Austin's rare thunderstorms.
I was particularly inspired by the rain and I had the windows open and was enjoying it. And I had this feeling about a sense of place and the spirit of a place, the Gulf Coast, and it's like a museum, and it, just those two ideas kind of mingled, and voila!
Dreams are about the future. Songs are about the past.
How has growing up in the region inspired your sound?
A lot of the music you hear from the Gulf Coast has its own tuning system. It's everybody's not always in tune. And it makes me think of Jim Dickinson, his quote, tuning is a European anal tendency.
Tears are subsumed, like toys in trash bags.
And it has to do with the humidity. I think it's the necks of instruments, you know, they move around. The strings get old, they get more corroded quicker, and the way the sound moves in that air, it moves differently.
The warm air, the loose relationship with musical rules, and the mix of cultures and styles, all of that comes out in Russell's music. Like in this song, for instance. It's called Song of Lime Juice and Despair.
Diamond rings and petticoats, burlap bags and billy goats, creamy corn, sausage and gravy.
It's this interesting piece of Western music, but with this surreal lyric over the top of it. And so that's why some people call it Salvador Dolly Parton, because it's very surreal, but it has the same kind of minor galloping thing as Jolene, that Jolene song. So to me, that's Salvador Dolly Parton. And then it has the disco thing, and it's kind of a country disco thing, and that's what Winfield calls it, Crisco music.
Russell says he's always been a musical sponge, soaking up a mix of unpredictable styles and spinning them into something new. Like the disco influence you just heard, it dates back to middle school.
I can remember, you know, in sixth grade, I saw the Village People on TV doing Macho Man, and I just thought they were awesome. I was like, that was so great, man. I just loved it. And I go to school the next day, and I hear all these dudes talking at PE, and they're just saying all these awful things about them. And at the time, I was like, but it was great. It was a great song. I mean, how could you deny Macho Man? It's just a perfect song.
There aren't many artists who could pull off a Village People Dolly Parton mashup with yodeling, but Russell does. And that kind of satisfying collision happens all over Gulf Coast Museum, an album that's more loyal to the quirks of the region than it is to any particular genre. In fact, that's its biggest strength.